News analyst Daniel Schorr says, as far as the U.S. is concerned, success in Iraq may depend on much more than what happens on the battlefield.
This is, in a very real sense, the moment of truth. A top priority for the invading forces is to establish on the ground in Iraq the existence of weapons of mass destruction. This, President Bush has held, was what left him no choice but to intervene without further delay and without United Nations authorization. The New York Times reports that mobile laboratories and teams of specialized experts will be deployed from Kuwait to Iraq in the hope that weapons caches can be uncovered in the first days of the invasion, before they can be diverted to other countries or into the hands of terrorists. President Bush appears to remain convinced that there are chemical and biological weapons stores in Iraq. The picture about nuclear weapons is more clouded. Atomic Inspector Mohammed El-Baradei has said there is no indication of resumed nuclear activities. He has dismissed American intelligence about uranium purchases in Africa as based on forged documents. Still, Vice President Dick Cheney insisted on television last Sunday, "We believe Saddam Hussein has in fact reconstituted nuclear weapons." President Bush, on television on Monday evening, was more cautious. He spoke of the danger of chemical and biological, or one day, nuclear weapons. Any discovery by the invading forces of banned weapons that the UN inspectors had missed or been barred from seeing would, of course, represent a triumph for President Bush. And it would also be a world-class embarrassment for the French, the Germans, and the others who have opposed the use of force. Of course, failure to find banned weapons doesn't prove anything. Presumably, Saddam could have sent them abroad or destroyed them. But it would be a great thing for international relations if this moment of truth produced some truth. This is Daniel Schorr.